Hey there, welcome to the Intentional Living Center. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, live. Our phone lines are open. We live in a culture today where empirical research, scientific research, if I can't measure it, touch it, and I can't feel it, then it probably doesn't exist, where we're commanded in Scripture to walk by faith so much so that it's impossible to please God without it. And there, I would say, is where we divide with the world. The world view of choice, you know, faith, or has it got to be measured, touched, smelled, and experienced in terms of scientific measurement? Well, here's the question. When have you had to walk by faith in your life, and what difference has it made to you? My phone line is open. I am here. Let's talk from the Intentional Living Center.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the president of Family Life Communications and your advocate for the family. Call now, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your faith, here's Randy.
All right, that's exactly what we're doing. One of the five essentials, the essential of them all, is our faith. And the world, this is kind of a dividing point for us many times, because the world looks in, those of us who are followers of Christ, and we accept by faith a God that we cannot see, we cannot measure, we certainly experience, but a very personal experience of God. And we live in a world where if you can't touch it, smell it, measure it, it probably isn't real. In fact, I heard a little song today for kids that says, "Science is real," and then went on to talk about all the things that are real. In other words, if I can measure it, then it's real. If I can't, it must not be. Now, we can get off on that discussion, but what I want to talk about for you as a follower of Christ, how real is your faith? When have you had to walk by faith? And what difference has it made? Now, that's intentional living. It really is. 888-888-1717. Rachel says on this topic, every day I have to live by faith. Recently, she writes, at the beginning of the year, my son was 5 weeks old and was diagnosed with RSV, put in the hospital and ultimately intubated for 3 days. Pretty scary to see your sweet baby hooked up to all kinds of monitors and having a machine keep him alive, actually breathing. But God is faithful. Faith. He's happy and healthy now. Leanne says, when the road ahead looks impossible, and Lola, I think, summarizes sort of the ultimate for us, and that's every day, you know, walking by faith. I'm looking in Scripture here in the Great Faith chapter in Hebrews chapter 6, I'm sorry, chapter 11, where it outlines all of these men and women of faith, begins, sets up with this verse in verse 6, where the writer says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God," and then tells us why. "Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." In other words, to be a Christian, to be a follower of Christ, we have to accept the existence of the Creator God and his Son Christ and what he did for us by faith. It's part of the reason when we hear the stories of people who are intentionally following him, living by faith, and the difference it makes, that strengthens the faith of other people. That's one of the reasons we do this ministry, just to help strengthen your faith in your walk with Christ. Others listening, I mean, this seems like nonsense, especially in a world where we have elevated empirical science, empiricism in terms of measurement, almost as a God-level worldview. When have you had to walk by faith? When do you walk by faith? We all live, let's face it, even those who say they don't do. Let's just look at it, the fact that we have a lot of faith in other people when we're passing them on the highway at 60 miles an hour. We have faith they're not going to pull in front of us. We have faith when we turn on the light switch that the electricity is going to be there. We have faith that when we breathe that there's going to be oxygen. We have a level of faith many times based on past experiences. And that's true in our walk with Christ as well. When we see the experiences of others and what God has done, it strengthens our faith. All right, we're going to get to your calls here in a moment. Again, when have you had to walk by faith, the difference that it has made? 888-888-1717 as we're in this series now of intentional growing in your life, in your faith walk.
Hi, Dr. Randy. Sometimes in the mundane and even painful circumstances of life, if we just put our faith in the Lord and just trust Him, some beautiful and miraculous things can happen. My husband and I were separated for a year. We ended up working on a Christian reconciliation book for 5 months. At the end of it, I found myself saying that I would return to Him. And even though we still had struggles we've had to work through, we now discuss the issues instead of fight about our feelings, and we're together. And most of all, we both pray together. We let the Lord lead us in our lives. And even though we still have tough times, we're able to work through them. It's just awesome. The Lord is awesome. Thank you. Bye.
Another faith walk story, hopefully to strengthen you in your walk. Now, even as we walk by faith, doesn't mean that everything that we want or everything that we think is going to happen, just because we have faith, is going to happen the way we'd like it to happen. We are submitting to a God who has created everything and believe that He has a perfect plan for our lives that sometimes we don't quite understand. Because when you think about it, if we didn't live by faith, we would have to live by our own ingenuity. And that's what we try to do. I think one of the reasons it's difficult to cut through and reach people at times is because we are such a self-sufficient culture and society that we think we can take care of everything. It's during those moments when we realize that that is really a mist. That's sort of a myth. It's all sort of a vapor. We don't have as much control as we think we do. The outcomes are not always in our hands that we think would be true. And we ultimately realize there's points in our life when we ultimately realize that our control over things is very limited at best. And we do walk by faith. 888-888-1717 is the number. And you're welcome to come and join us like Sandra did from New Mexico today. Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Good. Good. Appreciate your call. Talk about faith. What have you learned?
Well, I've learned a lot lately. I've put my faith in God when I took a plane, well, quite a few planes, actually, from Albuquerque, New Mexico, to Chicago, to London, to Ghana, Africa, got married over there. And henceforth, I spent 20 days with him, did a lot of nice things. But on the way back, I had to leave him there. So I'm waiting in faith that he'll soon get his visa and be with me within the next month or so.
So you're right in the middle of this faith walk right now.
Yeah.
Trusting God for whatever the outcome is, that he will do this perfect work in your new marriage. Good
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't been married in a long time, so this is really going to be a lot of
Big step for you. Well, good for you. We'll pray along with you that God moves in His perfect direction for you guys, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm glad you're listening in New Mexico. Let's go to Kansas. Linda, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. When have you had to walk by faith, Linda?
Well, I guess right now, 10 years ago, my husband was diagnosed with a disease that we thought he had 8 months, and we walked by faith. We prayed. Our church prayed. We all just prayed that he would have time on earth to be with us, and God gave him 10 years.
Good.
But we are currently living and walking by faith again. We are in Kansas. We don't live in Kansas, and we moved to Kansas because there is a man in Germany that has given us cells to help us to possibly live another 10 years. So I feel blessed, and I tell you, every day I live day by day, and every day I see the gifts that God's given me every day.
Mm. So when you look back 10 years, where you are now spiritually, can you compare how that has changed over 10 years for you?
I think 10 years ago, I think it was a leap of faith, and it was something that I had to accept, and I wanted God to take that burden from me and to heal my husband. Now, I guess, when you leave your home, your family, you leave everything, God has shown me that it's actually easier to just live his life and to look at the everyday, the gifts he gives you. You know, I compare it to in the wilderness when you go out and you collect manna and you accept it and know that every day that he will provide, whether it's cells from Germany, whether it's a home, whether it's just being away from your family, and he provides. I guess this time around, I feel more of like it's not in my control. It's in his.
A daily walk. That's intentional living. Thank you, Linda, for sharing your story with us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
You know what? Thank you. And, you know, one of the five essential areas, the essential, is faith. That's foundational for these other areas of our work and our finance and health and family and so on. And today we're talking about walking by faith, examples, just hearing stories as people share. Jessica posted on Facebook right now, walking by faith. Medical bills and others are piling up and the ends barely meet. Trusting God to provide what we need and trying to remain grateful and joyful in front of our children and family members. Walk by faith. Leanne says, when my son had a grand mal seizure at 12 years old, had to walk by faith. We see the pattern that the faith walk often flows out of these other five essentials, out of your family, your work, you know, your health, your finances, ultimately for life's just existence every day. Trusting God. Come and join us, 888-888-1717.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Whitney. I've been on the air a couple of times, and my husband has recently, after 2 years becoming a Christian — he was not a Christian while we were married — and then 2 years ago, now almost actually 3 years ago, and he became a Christian, started going to church with me in Phoenix, Arizona, and in the last 3 weeks has decided that he is not a believer anymore. And it is extremely hard and difficult to handle as I'm keeping my faith and doing my good deeds and good wills and hoping that he sees that through me and hopefully we'll have a change of heart. Thanks, you guys. Well, I appreciate your program very much. Bye-bye.
We'd love to hear your story as well. You can join us live right now or leave your story online later at 888-888-1717 and press number 2. And you can leave your story with us, okay? All right, let me get a couple more calls on here before we take another break. Deidre is in Michigan. Hi, Deidre.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. How are you today?
I'm great. And yourself?
Doing well. Thank you. Appreciate it. Tell me about your faith walk. What have you learned?
Well, I've been a Christian all my life. So I've had faith all of my life. But recently, I've been dealing with some challenges, some in with my health, a lot of health challenges, and it's just really been, it's been a big test. I mean, I've been through tests before, but I know that God, the God I serve, is an awesome God, and that he's in control. I get up every day thanking God for each day that I have. Thanking him for life and life abundant and for being a great provider and a great father and, you know, just joy, strength, everything. I do believe that there's nothing I can't do with God. So I think that everything that I've been dealing with has been just tests. I don't know what the tests are for, but I know that God is faithful. And it's not like have not dealt with challenges before in my health, but this time it's a little different because it you know, sometimes I don't have the energy and the stamina to do the things that I need to do And so it's just been a challenge every day. But I know that God is faithful, so I'm keeping a positive, optimistic attitude. A lot is going on in my family. My mom just had a situation where, you know, we had to deal with something that came out of the blue with her. But she's strong. She's a strong Christian woman, and that's my role model for faith, you know, because she is the most faithful woman that I know.
That's good.
So just dealing with some things, you know, with my family, with myself. So it's been a little bit overwhelming lately, but, you know, just pressing forward because I know God has a good plan for my life and plans for my hope and future. And he said in his word, I've been meditating on his words about, on his promises about healing, that he will restore health unto you and heal you of your wounds, and that, you know, I'm just being faithful and optimistic. Today is actually my first time turning on your radio station. And
that's good.
I was like, wow.
Fantastic. So what city do you live in, Deidre?
I live in a city called Saginaw, which is about an hour north of Detroit.
Absolutely. And you're listening to 99.7 FM, and you keep it on.
Yes, I am.
You're listening to Family Life Radio. And it'll make a difference in your life. You're going to enjoy it. Now, you've lived there. You just didn't know about the radio station and just happened to...
I didn't know about this particular radio station. I listened to K-Love. I started listening to... Actually, I believe that God put my radio on K-Love a couple of years ago. I got in my vehicle. I had a vehicle that was giving me so many problems at the time. And I got in there one day, and I was like praying. I said, Lord, I hope it will start and give me where I need to go and back.
Well,
I got in there, and it was on that station. So I've been listening to that station for the last couple of years. But I'm a veteran. I met a fellow veteran via telephone conversation, and she told me about this station. And I just found the note from last week that she told me about. And I said, let me turn it on that station right now.
Well, there you go, and I'm glad you did, Deidre. And I'll tell you what, you just push the button to leave it right there, okay, because we're going to promise to bring you not only on the Family Life Radio Network, the top Christian music, but also the top teaching and help and to live intentionally in your walk with Christ. That's the mission of the network and of many stations. So thank you, Deidre. Appreciate your call. You know, let me share with you and others an encouraging passage from the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 3, where Paul lays out that he presses toward the goal. He says an interesting thing in verse 7. He says, but whatever was to my profit, he's talking about his past, all of the things that he had accomplished, his resume. He says, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, in other words, doing it myself, law-based, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. And then he gives the whole kind of reason or the purpose or the why for his pursuing this goal in verse 10. He says, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Powerful passage, Philippians chapter 3. Walking by faith, certainly one of the key essentials. Strengthening your faith right now from the Intentional Living Center. Love to hear your story as well. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open. 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Coming up, Dr. Randy's got more to help you be intentional for your faith. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Intentional Living is here to equip you with powerful biblical teaching and inspire you with success stories from people living an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Hi, Dr. Randy. I want to thank you. I'm a newborn Christian. Your words inspire me and you're directing me in the right direction.
With your gift of $100 or more, you'll help the Intentional Living Center continue to equip and inspire families and eliminate a recent donations shortfall and get back in good shape to continue helping people and families to live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. And to say thanks for your much-needed gift of $100 or more, or any amount God leads you to give, we'll send you a brand new DVD with four of Dr. Randy's teachings on the intentional living process for marriage, parenting, finances, and faith. Call now, 888-888-1717, or go online to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you for that support, for standing with us during this important time with the need to get back on track as a listener-supported intentional living ministry, and your gift is greatly appreciated. You can give online at theintentionallife.com. Okay, Mike is in Arizona as we're traveling around the country here. Mike, welcome to the Intentional Living Center.
Howdy. Good morning, guys.
Appreciate your call. What do you learn about faith, my friend?
Well, as I told the person who did the brief interview before I got on the line, I got hundreds of examples, but again, he told me there's a radio station. So I'm just going to go off of the top of my head real quick with one. My wife, we've been married coming up on 4 years, January 15th. All right. So I could tell when I first met her that her faith was very flimsy, if you will, for lack of a better term. She wasn't exactly walking or whatever, you know, but she was, you know, she was herself. She was happy, joyous. Okay, cool. Like I was attracted to her somehow, but over the years being with me, I've noticed that her faith has got stronger and stronger and stronger. And that's because I refuse to let go. I refuse to just give up. And with everything going on in our lives, all the finance issues, broken down cars here and there, flat tire randomly, blah, blah, blah. You know, the list goes on and on and on. I just refuse to just give in. And I just turn to God and I say, God, you know, you've done it before. Do it again, man. I trust you. I love you. Thank you. You know, and thank you for everything I have. You know, I wouldn't be here if I haven't gone through the things I've gone through. I wouldn't be who I am, such and such. You know, like I said, it just goes on and on and on. So I'm just very grateful that I was able to get on and just share even my little ramblings of my faith walk.
Well, you know, life is a daily rambling, Mike. Every day we just get up and we don't know what we're facing, full of paths, unexpected moments. And living intentionally doesn't mean that we've got every moment planned out, because we don't know what's going to happen around the corner. But what it is deciding intentionally to walk by faith, knowing that that is a very unique way of living today. And I look at people who live totally by sight and smell and touch. And boy, as Christians, it's easy for us to get sucked into that. But I look at them and I think, boy, it must be a terribly anxiety-producing day after day after day in a world that's crazy in many ways, the uncertainties of the culture in which we live, to say somehow or other I've got to control everything, I've got to hang on to everything. That's a very limiting lifestyle. And those of us who follow Christ and choose to walk by faith, we don't consider walking by faith to be denial of reality. I mean, we see things as they are. We recognize that bad health is bad health, and financial problems are financial problems, and we need to be good stewards, and we need to have budgets, and we need to see our doctor, and we need to take care of ourselves. There's not an ignorance to the fact that we have a responsibility, but what it is trusting that at the end of the day, we know that ultimately God is in control of our lives, and as we submit to Him, we know, as the Scripture says, that all things ultimately will work out for His good, for those things which are called and those of us who are called according to His purposes. And that is a faith walk, and that is intentional living, for sure. Wow. You know, the stories are continuing to come in. We'd love to have you bank them for us on our comment line at 888-888-1717 and press number 2 and share your story with us. Okay? Love to do that.
Got your message that you would like us to share the different things that we're doing in our life due to listening to your radio station. Our house payment was taking up a majority of our income, and we were not able to tithe and make our house payment. We recently have made the decision to go ahead and let the house go, to sell it. We've taken a huge financial loss, but it's become very important to us to financially put into the kingdom. We want to be tithing, and we want to be supporting your ministry on the radio, and it's time for Christians to step up, start funding and making life decisions so that the future of Christianity to the next generation can be carried through. And we need things like the radio station and ministries. Put our money where things are important. So I just thank you so much for that, because I've never felt so good about my money. And I actually feel better about downsizing. My heart is fuller than it ever was in the bigger house. So thank you for letting me have the opportunity to learn that. God bless this ministry and you. Bye.
Boy, that's quite a story. Thank you for telling it and sharing with us. And, you know, maybe in your case, sharing a few extra dollars every month, that frankly, when you think about how we do put in place our resources, we all can raise our hand at points and say, wow, maybe there's a better use. And, you know, let me just share this. We know the need here, and you've heard me mention that we need to get back on track, and we're relying on God to move through your life. But we want you to continue to give to the needs that you see right there, making sure you're actively in support of your church and in your community and the needs. We feel that God has placed us on this planet for a purpose, and that we're part of the great kingdom work that he's doing. We're not the only thing, but we're a piece of it. We believe about multiplication. As people choose to step up and be intentional, their lives multiply into their kids and their community and so on. And I'm just asking you to come and join us in this very urgent need today. And when you do, we want to say thanks. We have a special gift. It's the Intentional Living Process. It's a DVD teaching and four of the essentials: marriage, parenting, finance, and faith. And it's our gift to you as you share your best gift. If you could share $100 or more today, let me just throw it out there. We'd appreciate it. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And you can click on donate there. Or call during West Coast business hours to 888-888-1717 and press number 4. Our staff are standing by to talk to you. We're going to continue the Intentional Living Process for Faith from my teaching series next time. Hope you'll come and join us here at the Intentional Living Center.